I haven't looked at this, but I know there is a, she's, I don't know if she'd call herself a historian, but she thinks that way, Ellen Garvey, who's written on women's magazines and the campaign to get women to ride bicycles, as was developed by the women's magazines, both in their very self-conscious effort to put bicycles in fiction, for example, you know, that they would write, literally just write an author of a short story saying, well, I like the story, but could you put a woman on a bicycle? You know? So that kind of thing did go on, and, you know, what we think of as a very sort of modern practice, in fact, most of these things were developed 100 years ago, and women were very involved in public, what we might call public relations or promotional campaigns, that they could sort of efface the commerce in a way by drawing upon their femininity. One advertising agent, for example, talks about how she would always get a favorable notice of her product in a magazine by inviting the editor to lunch and then giving her some products. And this would not be a commercial exchange or anything. It would just be the kind of social ladies' lunch, which would then result in a positive commercial goal.